Burritos.
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 I'm real excited for those burritos.
Are we on?
Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are.
All right, hello.
Mom, do the intro.
What's the intro? Do I have to sing?
Yes.
That's scary.
Do the intro song.
Do the intro song.
Intro, intro. Intro, intro. Intro.
That was great. Really hear the intro song.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, really unsuspecting and chill.
What's that?
My intro song.
Did you hear it?
No. I don't have headphones.
She just keeps going, intro, intro, intro. Intro, Berg.
So you guys were bugging on Levi's Puma shirt.
Yeah, what's wrong with my Puma shirt?
It's a Tim Dillon shirt.
It's a Tim Dillon shirt.
Pull up Tim Dillon.
Regular.
It's a Tim Dillon shirt.
Puma with sunglasses.
Shirt. It's just, you know it when you see it.
Pull up the tapes.
We'll put the sunglasses on.
Does he wear the sunglasses? Oh, there you go.
It just looks like a Tim
Dillon
shirt.
You know what I'm saying?
Shirt.
It's just a Tim Dillon vibe.
It's that big floppy shirt.
Dang it.
It's not fitted at all.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's what we're saying.
We call him Big Floppy. Day. Look, that's that shirt.
It's that's just, it's just Tim Dillon.
It's stained.
That you know, like,
the belly hanging
it looks
out.
Like bird poop right in the middle of it.
It is.
Probably it.
Yeah, all right.
Let's see the shirt. Put your arms out like this.
No, or it's a logo.
I got to get the little.
It's like a square when he puts his arms.
Yeah.
Oh, it is big. It's very big.
I like it. It's a big shirt. I got this big shirt with a really big pair of pants, so it made the shirt look small. So
when did you get that shirt?
Like 2 years ago.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I've only ever seen you in that shirt.
You've only known me for 2 years.
It's true.
Who did I know?
Think
before?
About it. Think about it.
I've known you for 7 years.
Nah, not me.
Oh. He hasn't been here.
Gosh, Luke, you look
gone.
So different with your haircut.
Thank you.
But is that the only thing that you've done?
I actually haven't been around in a while. Maybe it's the...
Maybe it's just...
You haven't seen him.
My heart has grown fonder.
My hair is significantly shorter.
He got a nose job.
I did do that.
Made it bigger.
Boob job.
Let me see your nose. You've got a good nose.
Thank you.
Yes.
Livy, you do too.
Thank you.
Your babies are going to have some really nice noses.
Yeah. I hope so.
Big eyebrows probably though. I got big eyebrows.
You do have big eybrows. But well, I have normal have size some. Eyebrows.
That's good.
But it's like you start and then you can carve
that's
up.
That's the style right now, yeah. The big eyebrows.
I don't like big eyebrows.
It's good to have big ones and you can just work with them. And
big yeah. ones are better cut than down. Small ones.
Yep. Minor and non-existent.
It's hard to put them back in.
Have them formed.
People can't even tell when I'm surprised. Because I have no eyebrows.
You can't even see them. That's how mine are normally, but I dye them.
You know that like the model trend where they would just dye their eyebrows the same color as their skin?
Hate that.
Did you see that? Type that in, bro.
I'm into it.
Hate that.
Oh,
Kendall Jenner had it.
Look, he's got bleached eyebrows.
Eugene Levy. Yeah, that's kind of
Groucho
the
Mark?
He's got.
He does have that. You just
do bleached eyebrows.
No, those are just like fuzzy
like Kendall Jenner.
Did you just Google big eyebrows? Oh, big eye.
Big eyebrows.
Martin
actor.
Scorsese has just got some. He's that got is landscaping.
There it is.
Yeah. There's Kendall.
Ugh.
No. Yeah, that's great.
She looks like a...
Oh, my goodness.
She
okay.
looks like a who.
A who? Oh, yeah. Like a,
I think the girl
Susie
to the
looks
left,
like a
who. That's my least favorite celebrity of all time.
Who is that?
Who is it?
Maren Morris.
Is she smiling? What is that?
I don't know, but...
All right, get ready for a photo.
Everything she does, I don't like.
Okay, let's talk about that.
What is her... What is she
sings
in?
The song... When the
put it on,
together,
Brennan.
Oh,
that's a bad one.
It's my least favorite.
I like
ever.
How I like
what's
so,
it called? What's that
she's
song
got
called?
Snail earrings on.
Bones.
Because she says the bones are good.
Rest your matter in the sun and shine. The rest of
doing it another tab because I forgot bed. About these.
Is she from another country?
No.
Oh. There you go.
I would do same. It always goes to that.
We've Maren, never looked at
Maren
it.
Maren Morris.
Madden,
bones. Uh oh!
Don't play the video.
Do that one. Do the lyric with the paintbrush strokes.
Country videos.
I hate this song, and I hate the. This is my fight song.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
That was a Joy FM run, didn't it?
No,
I thought that did a Joy FM run.
It did.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Because like you remember the when
song?
The Blake Shelton made "God Gave Me You for the Ups and Downs," that made a Joy FM run, Christian radio run.
Yeah, they played it too much. The worst song ever.
We're in
the home stretch.
Oh no.
Of the hard times. We took a hard left.
You can't hear
here.
That's fine. I know this song.
I'll sing it for you.
Thank you. It's right now, life has been a curse that I have no headphones, but it's a blessing.
Exactly.
That I don't have headphones. Yes.
Ever gonna move it when the bones are good. All right, that's enough.
Okay.
That's the
man in the pain. This was a this is what good
down and let it rain. You and I are made the same.
That just sounds like that's one of those songs that sounds like somebody from California or Hollywood wrote that.
It's just the worst song I've ever
heard. Well, you are. I mean, well, she's not a country
artist.
This
song we're listening to today by a guy about a crazy girl or something.
Crazy girl, don't you know that I love you?
Luke Combs, he has a song. She's beautiful, crazy.
Beautiful.
So
crazy.
Dumb.
Here's the thing.
Oh, I like that one.
Luke Combs.
Let's just wait a second.
All of Luke Combs' music is this exact same. Well, it's, but I kind of like
I love Luke Combs, but okay, here's the
deal. He gets me.
Here are the words to that song. Her day starts with a coffee. And ends with a wine.
Super crazy.
Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. Beautiful, crazy. What is crazy about a cup of coffee in the morning and wine at night? That's not crazy.
But she's always
maybe
late.
He's saying,
I don't think he knows
like,
what crazy means.
Beautiful, like it's crazy. Like,
well, it goes on. Crazy. I mean, nothing's crazy.
Well, Heather's
then she
made
dances.
A point.
Beautiful.
What'd you say? What's crazy? Like,
I'm like, well, no. When we kept listening to it for a while, I was like, she dances. Oh my gosh, that is so crazy.
I was.
She's beautiful.
Afraid to take chances, and she wears her heart on her sleeve. Like that's crazy.
That I do.
What else? Was
to
there?
Me though, so, compared to me, I don't do any of that stuff.
So where you're crazy.
So here's the thing, because here's another song called Crazy Girl by Eli Young Band.
Such a good song.
Great song, but great song. Baby, why you want to cry? You really ought to know that I just have to walk away sometimes. We're going to do what lovers do. We're going to have a fight or two, but I ain't ever changing my mind. Crazy Girl, don't you know that I love you? It's like, this
sense.
Seems like a normal relationship.
They don't know what crazy means.
Yeah.
No, he's
crazy
like,
just
he's
means
saying.
Normal girl. It should be normal girl.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know that sounds, I love you.
That doesn't sound as good, but
that's sense. True. That's
crazy.
Not
she's crazy. I think that's overused.
She's so crazy.
You're so crazy.
Well, I like it when
we're going to criticize these, but we're just going to leave the words of Bohemian Rhapsody out of this.
Well, no, I thought about that.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
No, I thought that.
Scaramouche. Yes, can you do the
Fandango?
Fandango.
Well,
thunderbolts of lightning, very, very frightening.
Galileo.
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 Figaro.
I mean, that's
well, no, because you were saying that, and I was like, well, let me make fun of one of your songs. And I was like, Led Zeppelin lyrics. And then it's, we come from the land of the ice and the snow, from the midnight sun where the hot springs flow, which is so cool. The hammer of the gods will drive our ships to the new lands to fight the horde, sing and cry Valhalla, I am coming. That's cool.
I mean,
that's cool.
They need to make a country song.
They need to make a country songs back then. That's all they did.
Just make a country Viking song.
I forget. I kind of forget how cool old rock music is. Like, it's just like, it's stuff like that.
Oh, that's crazy.
It is crazy. They're like these dudes, just like the whole idea of being in the studio and some guy just goes, oh, and they go, put that in there.
He probably saw something that frightened him or something, like a spider.
And he goes, did anybody get that?
That's good. Hit record. Do the same thing there, mate. Robot.
And he goes, and I'm like, I'm feeling Viking. Like, that's, that's like, that was just the whole.
And they joke about the cowbell, but they actually had a cowbell in that one song.
Yeah.
And the one that they're mocking.
And it looked like how Rob, they're dressed. I mean, that's how, that's a rock and roll outfit right there. Yeah. Like a Japanese, what do they call it?
Kimoto.
Kimoto.
This is just a lot of people on drugs having druggy ideas.
Hey. They make some good tunes, though.
And they were very ugly.
Little Burley had a scurvy
ugly and whirly. Drugs, that's going to be some good music.
Do you think that we've lived through the worst of the music?
No.
Because I feel like we went through we went here. We were on our way up, and then it went way down.
Mm-hmm. What
and now I feel like
we're
coming back down. I feel like we went, obviously, like 70s, 80s. I think 90s was cool. And then the 2000s, I just think it started to decline.
So
2010 bad, 15 bad, and then 20 bad. I think it's
here's
coming back up though.
Here's the thing.
You think so?
Yeah,
I disagree.
Okay.
I think I've heard a lot of bad music
popular music. I think that's
popular. That's what you should say, because then you can pick anything.
Well, Yeah. Okay. But I mean, like, even popular music, for there's always a stage where the popular music, like, it is, everyone is just kind of listening to it because they don't really know what else to listen
to.
Because not a lot of people are as musically inclined, so they'll just put on whatever's on. And then at a certain point, you run out of the old stuff that you keep replaying, and the new stuff really isn't that good, but it sounds like the old stuff.
Well, you
so, like,
know,
popular
theory.
Music is just like, it's just recycled until a new, like, something else breaks through, and then that's like Billie Eilish broke through.
Well, I know.
And now everything is.
Well, I just feel like the 4 or 5 or 7 year period where Maroon 5 had all those songs, I just didn't like it.
Yeah. But you know what the theory is, right? The theory is, and if you notice, 70s, 80s, 90s, people weren't lookers. So their songs were actually songs that people were requesting on the radio, asking to hear again. And then the theory is that when it got to the 200s, they started picking pretty people.
200s?
Oh, 2000s. They started picking pretty people,
yeah,
and making you like the music by forcing it to be played so that you didn't request it, but then you heard it again and again, and then it was associated with a event in your life. So then you started to have nostalgia for it, even though you might have not even picked it to ask, you know, have it requested. And that's what they say the evolution of that is that now we were algorithmed and forced into liking popular songs, and they were just picking beautiful people with an image. Or before, look at those guys.
Look at,
I mean, they were ugly.
Is it named Robert Smith, the lead singer for The Cure? Pull him up. I mean, talk about ugly.
Gosh, so sad.
I think his name's Robert Smith.
Well,
I mean,
even beautiful songs.
From The Cure.
Ozzy Osbourne, he was.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yikes.
Like, but
he could have helped
music
that a
is
bit.
Sublime. It's,
yeah,
so, it's
he could have helped
is,
that.
Yeah, he could have definitely helped that for sure. That's a choice.
Oh, I think that's awesome. Good.
Spaghetti Wait,
what
is, hair.
What does he look like now? What does he look like now?
Yeah, see if
I think it was
now.
That first picture on the top left.
Oh, he's keeping that look.
Yeah, right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
But it makes you
got
wonder.
Got the lipstick
covering...
around the outsides of his lips.
He kind of looks like George Costanza's mom. Wow.
He my mother has never laughed.
not a chuckle,
not a chortle. She's never laughed.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Totally. He's
a lot cuter, but yeah, I get it.
That's pretty good.
That's so funny.
Man, that's...
There she is.
Go back.
So like if she went on a bender.
Oh, if she went on a bender.
George Costanza's mom went on a bender. That would be the lead singer of The Cure.
Is this her the day after?
Yeah, who are some of the more ugly musicians? Like, of course, you got Mick Jagger. And
well, so a lot of times we didn't even know what they look like. So that was part of the deal, too. We didn't know until MTV.
Lee. Well, redheads don't exist.
You're right.
So
Luke has a theory that they don't exist.
Have you ever seen more than two in a room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a redhead.
I was with you for a little bit, and then I saw a mom bring two, and we were at Costco, and I saw the I've never seen redder hair in my life.
That's right. There was three little,
it was the reddest hair. It looked like it was on fire.
Very red.
Mm-hmm.
And there was two of them.
So you're saying redheads don't exist?
And a mom that had red hair.
Not really.
And they do. Well, Tim had red hair.
But not really.
And they don't.
Oh, yeah, it did.
They don't.
Not now, but he did.
Actually, they don't.
They don't exist.
Actually, they don't exist.
That's a fact. He doesn't have any facts to back it up. It's just a fact.
He wrote it down. It's a fact.
I wrote it down. I
and
signed my name
on a podcast,
under it.
So now it's a fact.
That's true. I think you've lost. Like, if you like, if somebody's in an argument and they say Google it, I think they've lost the argument.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Google it.
Unless you Google
give it a
goog. It and it ends up being right.
No, you lose.
Goog it.
Goog it.
Give it a goog.
Do the Google.
What do we Google?
But see what you're saying. How do we know that's a fact?
You just get a Google R redheads real.
Just because you said it?
Google it.
I think.
Are they Kid Rock?
I know. I was thinking today, it seems like who knows what the truth is about anything.
All right. Sometimes I mean, I would like, say Jay-Z doesn't look great.
Man, he's still sticking that hat.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He's not
video
nice looking.
Really did kill the radio star.
When did he start off, though?
Video killed the radio.
See the 90s? Jay-Z?
90s.
Yeah.
Biggie Smalls, he had a really bad lazy eye. One of the worst.
Well, he's not going to worry about
what
that.
What is
anymore.
A lazy eye? Is your eyelid that's droopy, or is it your whole eye that.
It's a.
Or it's an eye that shoots off to the.
It's a shooter.
It's one eye looking for you.
Is that Jay-Z?
One eye looking at you. That's how it goes. You got one eye locked in, and one eye trying to figure out where it's supposed to go.
What?
That's a lazy eye.
All right, pull up Biggie Smalls' lazy eye.
Hey, Jay-Z's not that bad.
No, right he there. Is.
He's a cutie. He's a cutie. What a nice watch.
That's
Jeez.
A good picture of him.
Man, that's a really good photo of him.
Yeah, ooh. There it is.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow, that is lazy.
Wow.
Ooh.
Poor guy.
The one.
It was all the dream.
That is fair.
Boy, that is shooting out at 90
yeah,
degrees.
I know. That thing is going.
That is like a fisheye.
Wow. Now they can that's correct cool. it.
Man, he can see everything. Little.
That would be cool if our eyes were on the sides like, of our heads like a fish.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. You'd be seeing a lot more.
Yeah, I think so.
A lot less auto accidents.
If you could move, you know, like a member of your face to a different part, where would you put it?
I would put my nose on the top of my head like a fin.
Your nose?
Like a dorsal fin.
Like a dorsal fin.
What if it runs?
Yeah, and then I could put a hat with a cutout for it.
I would put my teeth on my hands.
I would put my knee.
That would be weird.
I'd cut my knee off and put it on the bottom of my other foot.
Why not do that? For huh? a big heel?
And then I could have a twice bended leg. I think it, think about it.
I'm thinking your, and your leg
you
can bend twice.
Foot or the top of your foot?
I put this knee okay. on the bottom of this foot and then my okay. leg could bend twice.
But your leg like, can
you.
Bend twice.
I get what you're saying. It would be better to bend mm-mm. here and here.
No, because then it takes so saying. Many bends. Because I can bend here, bend my foot, but then my knee can bend oh. on my foot.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. What would you? What could you use for that? What would be useful?
I could make money, I think.
Okay.
I put
my fingernails on my shoulder blades.
Oh,
I could just scratch
okay,
my
I'm
back.
Barf,
that's pretty good, actually.
Oh, just together?
Yeah.
Like in the middle of them?
Will be my shoulder blades would just be two big fingernails.
Nope.
No, like a crab.
So gross.
And then Heather would have to clip them.
Ah, no. why can't I just scratch it back? What do we need the nails on your back?
You biting your... Biting your shoulder nails again?
It's reminding
oh,
me.
Oh, that's
of,
why
it's
he wants
reminding
to do it,
me
so
of the pine cone brownies.
Oh, my God.
Could you if you had the
throw up.
Those are cute.
This is yeah, just a thought.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
If you could extend your arm by like taking off some part of your other arm, would you go full? Like I was just thinking, like would I go full double one arm and no like other arm so I could have an extra long arm?
Right, clapping would be hilarious. Gotcha.
Here we go. Would you rather have fingers?
Just like whip it in.
Like would you this. Rather have fingers as long as your legs or legs as long as your fingers?
Would you have? Would you rather have eyes as long as your fingers?
I mean,
okay.
I
would
guess
you
fingers as long as my legs, even though
or toes the size of your legs?
You didn't we even just, answer mine.
I would rather have legs the size of my toes. What is it?
Wait, legs.
I would rather have fingers. Long finger. My fingers are my legs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because okay. can you imagine? If I had 12, do I still get my actual legs?
I can't imagine. No. Pull up a spider.
Oh, wait. No, you said either or. So, yeah, you still just get your spider. Regular legs.
What are we...
What's going on here?
Hey, he's just doing his thing.
Brent is just Googling.
Right? I like this. This episode is
he's
just,
not
what's
even paying
Brennan
attention
looking at?
Anymore.
Brent is just like,
he's like looking up Amazon stuff. He's just making orders.
This is
orders.
How he controls us.
This is good,
okay,
actually.
Guys, talk about Monsters, Inc. now.
What's that?
Why are we on Monsters, Inc.? What are we doing here?
What were we talking about weird?
He's controlling us.
So wait, my legs would
he's
be my fingers, so then my fingers would be the side. My would be
either your, or, but either your fingers,
either
as
you
long
have
as
this,
your legs, or your legs
that's
are
your leg?
As short as your fingers.
Yeah.
Or your finger is like that.
I would have a leg finger.
I would have finger
have
legs.
Leg, yeah.
What are the finger legs?
Finger legs.
Finger.
Okay, this
how
is
funny
what
that you just.
That'd be cool because you could carry a bunch of glasses at once, you know, or
they'd
you
be
when you're cleaning up.
But they'd be legs. You couldn't carry it.
That's true.
I like how you immediately go to cleaning.
That's the first thing.
What did he say? You can't clean something?
Can you imagine?
I'd be so efficient. Just grab all the clubs.
Well, you'd be running so weird because you would be running with your torso like bent up, I think.
I think you could run with your fingers.
That's wait, what I'm
that's
saying.
What I'm
you'd
saying.
Be so fast.
I would be a spider.
Did you guys see that crazy movie where Jamie Lee Curtis has hot dog fingers?
No.
That might be so crazy.
Oh, that was the everything all at once at one time and today.
Do you know that one, Brendan?
Pull up Joey Hot Dog. Pull up Joey Chestnut.
This movie doesn't exist. It's just a dream Googles. That Heather had.
No, it's true. It's Jamie. There it is. No, that's what the, well, that lady's in it too.
That's
oh yeah,
Jamie
hers
Lee
went,
Curtis.
That's
well, that's the friend.
Pretty close.
That's the friend of Jamie Lee. See, Jamie Lee Curtis is at the end there.
Yeah, that's Jamie Lee Curtis's
go all the way,
hot dog
go
finger
all the way
friend.
To the other end. right there. And she also
hot dog fingers.
She has her hot dog fingers around
this. Oh yeah, Everything Everywhere. You don't like it?
No, that movie was bad. What? I didn't like it. A lot of people loved it, but it was like a dream that needed to end probably a 45 minutes.
Heather
earlier.
Doesn't like those the wacky.
I don't like it wacky that long.
Crazy.
Wacky that long.
I want it to be wacky part of the time.
Constant stimuli.
It makes me dizzy.
This movie is like my dreams. Like my dreams are wild.
Yeah.
Last night I was dreaming that I was twitching in my dreams all night.
Luke was twitching all night long. It was horrible.
Luke, stop it.
I was having an awesome dream. I could like, and it lasted forever. I could like run, but also jump fly.
Did you have finger legs too?
Yes, I did.
Well, there you go.
You had finger. You had little itty bitty legs.
No, he had leg fingers.
Okay, for the leg finger thing, are they the size of my legs or are they just the length?
Length, only length.
Oh, wait, but I still have the same fingers? Like they don't become my legs?
Your legs stay your legs and your fingers are like your
legs. I don't get 12 legs total. I just get fingers that are long.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not as cool.
Okay, but in the... So in the finger leg, does my leg stay the same size, but it's just the length of the finger?
Yes.
Okay.
She's going to say yes to whatever you say.
This is good.
It's good information. Yeah. People need to know.
What is Brendan?
Just let him do his thing.
Largest snake? What?
This is not.
Wait, who's producing this show?
He's just looking things up.
Brendan, seriously, what do you like when you get lost in a YouTube?
What's your rabbit hole?
What is your rabbit hole on YouTube?
What's your hole?
Welcome to this segment. What's your hole?
Rabbit hole.
Flip the timer to
what's
your hole.
That's actually a great question we should ask everybody.
Put the timer in.
Start with
grab Brendan. The sand thing.
That's got to break some HR.
That's the what's your hole timer.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready for the hole?
Rabbit hole.
Can you make a song called What's
ready?
Your Hole?
Wait, you got to say it.
Pointless podcast is like this one.
Yeah.
Here you go.
7 or 8 minute long
clips of someone talking about something that an expert in, but it really has no relevance to my life.
Right.
Right.
This is a really long hourglass.
Maybe just half.
Okay.
Maybe just a little. Just I think it's good.
It's good.
We need one of those.
Just put your timer on.
Okay, Levi, what's your hole?
My
rabbit hole.
It depends. If I get into like a specific hobby. Or like normally it's like I'll try to find a new sport and I'll watch every video on that sport possible. Or like whatever I am trying to figure out, I'll spend hours, every commentary, everybody who like has got a, this is why this happens. I just want to know stuff.
Yeah.
About sports.
What's your most recent sport?
Well, Formula One.
Oh yeah.
It starts this week. So I'm kind of getting entrenched in it again.
I like watching those like after the Super Bowl, watching the losing team's fans reactions. Just,
yes.
Just constantly throwing their TVs off the balcony.
Wow.
Or throwing
check that out.
The bottles into the just shattered.
That's
the
a
TV.
Good hole.
People are hilarious.
That's so fun.
I like mic'd up.
Mic'd
up is cool.
I'll watch mic'd up for hours.
There's a mic, so you feel there's they're kind of but it's still cool.
I still like
it. Or post-game interviews.
These are way better than what I do.
That's my new one.
Yes, mic'd up and post-game interviews. That's
I want to know what they're saying.
Well, mic'd up during the game is like, yeah, let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of all it is.
That's all. Yeah. It's
don't say nothing. I'm mic'd up today. Okay. Well, then now what?
It's just some of us just grunting.
Yeah. And that's like golf. Yeah.
Good hit, man. Good hit. Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
That's it.
Luke, what's your rabbit hole?
My hole is, to be completely honest, it's remembering something late at night that's very important to do, like as far as documents. And then like if I don't get this thing submitted by a specific time, and then I remember all the things that I have to do associated with it.
What planet are you on?
Wait, so you go on YouTube? You go on YouTube for that?
This isn't on YouTube. This is just a hole.
The question was
YouTube rabbit hole. Wait,
and then
what
it
is
just
this?
Became hole.
No, it.
All right, whatever.
It became
it's
hole.
Fine, let's
I kept
say.
Reiterating.
Here's the thing.
Hole.
Here's the thing. I just want to say. Let me say my thing. You know when you start, you know when you start doing something important, and you're like, oh, I should. It's like late, and you're like, oh no, I didn't. I have something very important to do as far as filing something or whatever. And then I just get in the hole in the mindset of I got to get all of these things done.
That sounds like anxiety.
It is. It's my anxiety hole.
Okay.
But what's your rabbit hole on YouTube?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. We could get
you therapy for the other one.
You lose sleep over things you have to file?
Yes. Yeah, what? This is news to me.
I just did it today. And I just was thinking of all of the...
I pray your filing goes wrong. Not your job. I pray your boss yells in your
face. My thing about...
I hope your credit score is low and you can't pay the bills.
I pray
for
you.
That happens to you too.
I'm thinking my whole...
Damn, happens to you.
I'm a woman.
Here, I'll say mine while you say it because mine's boring.
Okay.
Just this girl was a wedding photographer, so she does reaction videos of... really bad things that happen at weddings. People are ridiculous. Mm. And I just get mad and yell.
What's one of the craziest things?
Well, there was one where the bride had 11 bridesmaids and she wanted them all to go far, far away and pay $1,500 each to stay at this really beautiful place. And then it got leaked out that her dad actually ended up flipping the bill. Footing the bill or whatever. And... she did not give the money back to any of the bridesmaids. And then they asked for it and demanded for it. But she said
this
she already spent
like a fun
it.
Hole.
She said she spent it on a, this is crazy, you guys. She spent it on an eye sculpture. And everybody's like, wow, that is like the most pricey eye sculpture ever.
Oh my God.
So they started digging. And then they decided that since she wasn't going to pay them back, they were all going to show up at this luxurious house in Greece or something with their husbands. And just have the vacation kind of without her. Well, she showed up in a wheelchair because she got a boob job.
Wait, what?
So she paid for her boob job by everybody paying for the place. But her dad, you know, he didn't condone any of this. He just thought he'd be nice and say, I'll pay for the bridesmaid thing because they're pretty wealthy. And then she didn't give the money back to anybody because she did that. So nobody's her friend anymore.
So no eye sculpture. That was the cover story.
Yeah, that was a cover story.
It was like a GoFundMe for a boob job.
Basically, but she was demanded. So they took her to small claims court. Nobody's her friend anymore. Wow. I mean,
she has
people
to give
are
him back.
Nuts.
She has to
well,
bring him back.
I don't know.
That's
that was the craziest one. Oh, well, they're all pretty.
I think when they do the augmentation like that, you should put a couple of zippers just, you know, in case. I don't like this. Gosh. But like flesh colored zippers?
Velcro.
Oh,
or Velcro or whatever. Just some kind of.
It sounds terrible.
Here you go. Yeah. I didn't like these.
Skin zippers.
Can I try?
Skippers.
No, don't.
Skizippers.
Okay, we could make that. I don't know anything
modular
about medicine.
Modular body? That's a pretty, interesting idea.
What?
Sippers?
No.
What'd you almost say?
Nippers.
Nippers.
Nude colored zippers.
Well.
Oh boy.
Wait a second. What?
Cut that.
Whoops. I can't.
That is a niche market right there.
Cut that.
You want the zippers? The nippers?
Oh boy.
Okay, that's enough.
Please tell me you got the nipples. Wait,
no, we're already going to cut that.
No, we're
not. Saying it.
No,
we should.
No, I'm looking into it.
I'm really sorry.
I'll get one. If I can get zippers.
Solutions here, people.
Well, I know she didn't mean it, but you are still saying it.
Skin zippers.
Anyways,
think how useful that
skin
could be.
Skin zippers.
My hole.
That's actually a pretty good band name. I'm going to take
that. Wait, did Dad have
skin zippers? That's a great band name.
Skin zippers?
Yeah, didn't you already say
it? I call it.
He did.
Mine,
yeah.
After the
yeah, no,
after
mine are just
shows.
Like lately, just going down guitars, looking at guitars and all that kind of stuff.
Mm. Smelling guitars.
So mine has been Love Is Blind, and
is that a show?
Show? It reeled me in because my email emailed me, and they're like, "This girl's compared herself to Megan Fox in Love Is Blind," and then
Love Is Blind.
I started down this rabbit hole.
I've heard some terrible things happen with Love Is Blind.
Kind of hilarious because this girl.
So explain the gist of the show.
So Love Is Blind is a show where they go in these pods.
Well, she's cute, but why did she have to say she looked like her?
I'll explain. So they go in this dating show and you can't see the person that you're dating. So like there's like a wall in between you and you're in your pod. And so the goal is to be like, you know, you can fall in love with someone without knowing what they look like. Mm. So anyways, so this girl, she was just kind of like, you know, what's your like, what do people tell you that you look like what celebrity? And he said like Christian McCaffrey was like his, like, but like the Walmart version. And then she was like, I just get, people tell me all the time that I look like MGK's wife. Is that like acting like she doesn't know who Megan Fox is?
Oh my gosh.
It's like Jay-Z. He was like Jay-Z's wife. What? He's like, you get told you look like Megan Fox. And then, you know, and then there's all this stuff. Cause he didn't really connect.
Well, she's had a lot of stuff done
fully
too
with her.
Does she look like the old Megan Fox? I don't remember what she looked like before.
No, she just, I guess she said she gets younger. Told it because of her blue eyes and her dark hair.
She has brown eyes.
No,
they should have a show like that's called Love Can See Very Well. So you can see him, but you can't say anything.
But Megan Fox has had a lot of work done.
And just, there can be, you can't say anything. And see,
they should apologize.
They had that. It was the, it was,
wait, what?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Really?
Yes. It was the, like Love in the Wild, I think it was called. And you're not allowed to talk. And you have to, they're pretty much become like animals.
Weird.
You can make noises. It was weird. It was.
And that was Love in the Wild?
It was crazy reality TV. But
they're just,
they,
2011?
Yeah, they couldn't speak to each other. They would just kind of make noises.
No.
And they were like in, yeah, they were like in the forest.
Wow.
Oh my God. You guys were like,
it was very,
how many seasons did they have? And look at all those people that are on that one. I mean, people just want to be on TV so bad, I guess.
I didn't like it, but it's like,
it's a train.
It was
wreck.
Like you could, yeah.
Extreme dating show.
You couldn't look away. It was horrible.
Play that clip.
I don't know what this is.
I don't like that. It's on today.
Yeah, go to like look up like the trailer or something.
No, that was an advertisement, I think.
But yeah,
I want to know what do you? What do you? You guys are married.
Yeah,
we are married. Right, yeah. Right.
What would be a dating show format that would work? Like there's a bunch of like it doesn't necessarily have to be the most entertaining, but I'm like dating show
would actually work.
What do you think would actually like work?
I would say it'd be Married at First Sight.
You think?
I don't know.
What would work?
Arranged marriages.
Yeah, it's called your parents do an arranged marriage.
It's
for
called
you.
yeah. The arranged
I was thinking about.
Yeah, that seems like that would be the best.
I think there should be a show where
you don't have an option. This is your only option.
I think there should be a show where they follow people in arranged marriages. I would love to see it.
It'd be great. I think they do have it.
We've known people in arranged marriages. Mm-hmm.
Really?
And there's, it's.
How common are they like in the U.S.? Who is it?
Well, other countries that are here still do that.
That's
a big thing.
Yeah. I know India, that's a big deal.
But there was a show with a, I forget the name for the Jewish name to find to arrange a marriage for you. Well, whatever. And these very wealthy men would pay this woman to find. So that was kind of an arranged marriage, but I'm sure they had a.
How would you like if you got asked to be on a show, a reality show, which one would you want to go on to find a wife?
American Ninja Warrior.
What was the question?
Which show would you like to go on to find a wife?
Oh yeah, Levi. Out of all of them.
Out of all of the like the dating shows. Mm-hmm. Find a wife. Well, what are all of them?
So you got The Bachelor.
Okay.
Love at First Sight.
You got Love at First
90
Sight.
90 Day Fiance.
Okay.
You got Jersey Love is Shore. Blind. You got what's the one?
Oh, what's the one?
Love Island.
The one where they the farmer one.
Oh.
Farmer takes a wife.
Gets a wife.
Yeah, farmer gets a wife.
Farmer.
You know when they
bags dating. A babe.
Yeah, farmer. You know, farmer and they all the guys go. The girls go to the farm.
Farmer
Joe?
Wants a wife.
Yeah, there is. That's new. There is one called a Joe Millionaire, which is the best one.
I got it.
Why? That I've seen.
I got it. No, I got the perfect dating show. So we just ask like 100 girls to come to here, and you play music all day.
And
in
you see
room,
which one stays the longest.
And you see which one stays the longest and can make.
We should do
and
this.
And can do the music eye contact with
we
you.
We should do this.
So that's just like Mr. Beast dating show.
Yes.
If you take your hand off the.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if you like however long you stay in the room.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
They should have a dating show, a reality dating show for just married couples. Mm-hmm. Just kind of typical married couple date. Like you're going on dates somewhere, but you end up doing laundry and staying home.
Yeah.
Just good. Eating, watching 10 episodes or something.
Yeah.
That's a good day.
That's true.
That's a great date.
That is what we do.
That's what usually happens.
It, well, I mean, It Takes a Church is still my favorite.
Oh, I forgot about that show.
It's far
that's
away.
That's an oldie. That's dusting off an oldie.
That's one.
What was it? It was
Amy Grant.
What was it called again?
Look
it
up. It takes a church.
It takes a church, and that's where the church
it's
votes
so
on.
Good.
Yeah,
Amy Grant.
So
Grant?
The format is Natalie Grant, I think. Yeah.
Excuse me. Tastes like tea.
Natalie Grant. Started this dating show, and she goes to churches, and the format is they pick, every week is like a season of The Bachelor, but it's just one episode, and they have, the either bachelor or bachelorette, and they have people from the congregation, like vote, like they pick people. So you can't cast your own name. Somebody has to like promote you. And like whenever you come in front of the church, you have to like be promoted by somebody else. So like somebody's aunt will be like, "This is Tyler."
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And Tyler is in finance.
Hit play.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It Takes a Church, hosted by Natalie Grant, visits congregations across America to help find true love for the truly blessed.
I am here on a mission today with your church because your church believes that they can help you find true love.
Tell me about your bachelor.
Oh, I would love to.
All right now. Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He looks good, and he could put a ring on it.
He has no children, so you don't have to worry about the baby mama trauma.
You don't even have to remove your heels, honey. You gotta play more.
God took his time on that one, I tell you that.
I'm your mama.
Ah, and to tell you the truth, he's real cuddly.
As soon as they said Dr. Miles, I was like, bing.
What you gotta say, cuddly?
Allow God to speak to your heart, because aesthetically, everything can seem right, but internally, you gotta make that decision.
I think she's very friendly.
She's like, all right, whatever.
She has pretty legs. I can't say that.
This is church.
I know, this is church.
We've got a little surprise for you. Your mom, your aunt, and your cousin have come all the way to Charlotte.
I just want her to have a man who will love her.
When you're looking for true love, you gotta have faith, because sometimes it takes more than...
Okay, so they'll present their bachelors, and then the church chooses which three that she will date.
Right.
And the pastor chooses one.
So like on The Bachelor, so you know, they give them the rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't this be like they give them a communion cup or something?
Yeah.
Or a hymnal.
Yes.
Or something.
They pick, like, you just kind of, the bachelor or bachelorette will just stand there, and then as these people are getting picked by the rest of the congregation to be, like, to progress in the show.
Yeah.
And then sometimes Natalie Grant would just do a song.
No. Every time.
And she'd mess up. It was amazing.
Every single time Natalie Grant would perform at the church. Like, that was her, like, thing.
Yeah, she goes, your glory, God is what I
still have that video.
I do too. It's so good.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a great
such
show.
A good show. I don't even know where you can watch it anymore.
When was
you
that can't. Sean Bowles church?
Was it really?
Oh, mm-hmm. You're right. I forgot about that. The prophet guy. Yeah.
Prophet guy.
Yeah, he's like a prophet dude.
Prophet.
Sean Bowles.
How is he prophet? How is he a prophet?
I don't know. He like reads like
he prophesies
phone numbers.
He got busted.
What? He'll be like, "Is your number 331-22977?
He got mega busted.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. He was like looking at people's tickets beforehand, and
I feel like that's a psych episode, isn't it?
That too.
I think there is.
He looks like he is in psych. But
Sean Bowles. I know nothing about that guy. I just know his name. I remember seeing him. Pop up around.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I don't know much.
So you think
about.
He's a false prophet? They used to kill false prophets, by the way.
That's crazy.
They did.
That is
so. I guess
crazy.
There is rumors that he got busted, but I don't know about them.
Yeah, they did used to kill false prophets.
They
it's
did.
It's true.
They weren't very kind.
They also used to kill kids that disobeyed their parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Outside the let's go to the cliff.
Dump them, Valhalla.
That's right.
Not too stupid.
Let's Etistoop this little creep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Honor?
That is crazy.
But I'm sure you didn't have any misbehaving kids.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, my dad's, my brother got stoned. No, I mean stoned. I mean, he got, they rolled rocks at him and he died. He was bad. Well, I mean, he deserved it. He was kind of, he was lipping off to dad, you know. So.
He changed his tone.
Yeah, so they just took him out.
Change your tone and get stoned. It's a tone stone. Yeah, Tony got tone stoned.
If you don't change that tone, you will get stoned. I
Tony
will do it.
Got tone
One,
stoned.
Two, if I get to three, you're getting stoned, little guy. All right.
It's violent.
This
but it's
hurts
effective.
Me more than it hurts you.
He's sharpening
toss him off a
the
cliff.
Stones.
Mom, remember when you stoned Darren? Remember that? Yeah, that's crazy.
That's
no,
why the
stone
average
Braxton. Like
that's why the average age was like 30 years old is because they'd kill them.
Dang. Well, at what age are you no longer
stonable?
13.
It's like, did they say that with a stepdad? You can't stone me. You're not my dad. He has the rock. He's like, oh, if I was your dad, I would so throw this rock.
So 13?
Yeah, it's when you became a man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that when they send you in to fight the tiger?
I don't know about that one.
Fight the tiger?
Yeah, what's that? You know, don't they do that? They send you, you have to fight a lion?
Yes, they do that.
Who's
where?
They? Who's they and which lion?
The forest people. They do that.
The forest people?
Brendan's just reading the Bible.
I don't know. just leave Brendan alone.
Brendan's like, let me read the Bible real quick and let's see where this is. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die.
Whoever curses his father or his mother shall be put to death.
Mm.
Curse.
Amen.
Dang.
Not physical death. I mean, just like.
Eternal.
Tongue lashing.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? You go for a walk, maybe. How about organize that junk drawer you've been putting off? Maybe grab a cup of coffee with a buddy. I don't know. Maybe just take a nap. Well, the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Now, for me, therapy was something that gave me some of the key fundamentals for building better relationships and a better life. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, right? Now, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Now learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Hawkins today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Hawkins.
Crazy stuff.
So how do you guys, like, when you're parenting style, are you in the spanking camp? No spanking camp?
I'm glad you asked us since we have experience in this.
Huge experience.
But what do you think?
Yeah, I'm all for spanking.
Yeah, 100%. Spanking. Sure. I don't think timeouts work. You have to discipline
Depends on the kid.
It does.
I don't know. That's my, it worked
because,
for me.
For instance, Levi, you could spank a billion times and he wouldn't care. Timeout. You take away his video game or his guitar and his life is over.
I don't think I ever had a video game or a guitar taken from me.
I don't know.
No,
you take something away from me, I could care less.
What would be a
you
good
spank
way,
me.
What would be a good way to discipline you now as an adult?
Weird.
You know, listen, don't get weird about it. Don't get weird about it.
Don't get weird. You've already opened that door.
We're
all
clean
here
your
and
brains,
listening to what you're saying.
I'm saying if you're doing something naughty that you shouldn't do, what would be a good
a
way?
Strong
worse.
Don't do that.
That's about as
public strong. Humiliation. Like yeah. You have to publicly say what you did wrong, or to be like you can't watch Netflix for a week. You know.
Yeah.
Like what?
What do you say?
You what? I'm not part of
this. You have a microphone. There's a microphone
right there.
I said pantsed.
Getting pantsed.
Get pantsed. Pantsed. Yeah, in bad. Public.
That's my 2 cents.
Oh man.
You know what I'm
it's
saying?
Like that one was a show.
If you okay, if you break your diet that you're doing.
Okay.
You get in trouble. What?
Okay.
What do you? What would actually work?
I think the hardest thing for me to do would be like, yeah, to not like watch TV or like go on YouTube or something.
So just get grounded.
To get grounded.
You get grounded.
Probably someone pants me. That would really stink.
What's it with you and the pantsing what's thing?
Up? Don't pants me.
Or like, nobody pants me. If I like had to go on like a 5 mile pants. Run or something.
Yeah.
But I would end up liking that, so I don't know. What about you, Levi?
What about me?
I don't know.
I think if I got pantsed.
You can't say pantsed. That's already been said.
Oh, I think if I had to go for like a run or if I like couldn't do.
Already been said again.
How about just make him drink a lot of water? Just like 2 gallons of water he got to drink. That's what they used to torture people.
Really?
What if like you had to get like shot with an airsoft gun?
What if you got shot with an arrow?
A small arrow. A
small arrow, like in the leg.
It's got kind of a dull arrow. Yeah.
Or if,
like an arrow with no pointy end.
Somebody shoots you.
Yeah. Right in the knee.
Like, yeah, all right. Oh, my bad. And then they like pants you.
Oh, the whipping gauntlet
would be good. Yeah. Yeah. Set up a gauntlet.
If you got like pants and then shot with an arrow, I think that'd be pretty bad.
You've got pants and then shot with an arrow?
Yeah, if like somebody pants you and then they shot you with an arrow.
Yeah.
Because like you're embarrassed by the pants and then you're like hurt from
and then you're
the,
in pain, so you can't do anything about so, the
like,
pantsing.
But then you can't like do anything about it because then you look like an idiot. So you just have to be like, oh yeah.
I learned my lesson.
My bad. I won't eat pizza next time. And you like bleed out a little bit. Cause you gotta stick to your diets, right?
Right.
I think if you got pants, someone shot you with an arrow.
And yeah, then, what would be like what would you need to discipline an adult for? Would it be like breaking a diet?
So many things. People being like
being rude.
Yeah, like if you're just like the police can now just discipline you for being annoying. Right?
Oh, so the police discipline you.
Sure. Okay. I'm just saying, like, you know, you break
isn't
a societal
that what we
rule.
Have,
I think
though?
Of a good one.
Isn't,
like, you have
that
to.
Already happen?
No.
How about this? Like, tickets? Just kind of like slow torture, like where you have the smoke alarm beep, take the battery out of the smoke alarm so it beeps every
that would be
10
horrible.
Seconds for a week.
That's good. Okay, because
that
would prevent
would drive
me.
You insane.
So that would prevent me from speeding more than just having to pay a ticket.
Yeah.
I do think that you Brendan has a very important video that we need to watch.
Brendan.
No. Why, what is this?
Just You'll go with see. It.
Okay. That was public humiliation.
Them first.
This is a new food for me. How else should I eat it?
Sped up.
The other way. Just eat it. Come on. Here comes the airplane. Oh.
It's okay. Just
I think
play
it's just the video.
It's kind of nice, actually.
Yeah.
There you go. Open into the hangar. There you go. Yep. Eat
it's
it.
Like a rabbit.
Put it in your mouth and just eat it.
God, I hate it.
I don't care whether you hate it. You said
Michael,
you do it.
All right. Michael.
Eat it. Eat it.
You're killing him, Michael.
All right.
Shh. You're killing
him. I ate from Fluffy Park. Can I be dumb?
Let me see if you swallowed it. Open your mouth. Under your tongue. Oh, God.
That's a good idea. Yeah, you have to eat something you don't like.
Yeah.
Sardines or.
That would be bad.
I'd rather just be like smacked in the face or something.
Have you seen those
that's
stores?
Why, that's yeah, why it would work if we did the one that you wouldn't rather
no,
do.
Because okay, well, here's what I say. Because that's just like a wake up, and that's my least favorite thing ever is getting smacked in the face. It's like
who smacks you in the face?
Sam. I got smacked in the face a few times, and okay. It's been I don't like it.
It's jarring.
Just don't smack me in the
just
face.
Don't smack me. Don't smack me in the back. Don't smack me in the face. Don't smack me.
Yeah, just don't.
But if I, you know, I guess if it was like a way of like, you know, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, don't smack me in the face.
I did. I zoned out. So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Luke is definitely zoned out.
Sorry, it was a bad question. Sorry about the discipline question. Yeah. I take it back.
Right.
Well, okay. The kids question was, so you think spank kids and then no timeout?
What?
You don't
I think it's just by person. Whatever, whichever they react to.
Yeah, our sister-in-law at her wedding, her mom was just talking about how she would spank her, but it didn't work.
What?
Mm. Remember she talked about...
Oh, on stage?
Yeah, you guys were all there. All of you were there.
Right.
Remember?
Oh my gosh, yes.
What?
Yeah. You were all there. You know, she was like, and I would spank her and spank her. And she didn't, she just kept doing it. She didn't care. We're like, what?
And hard, I just spanked harder and harder. Drawing blood and just saying, she's ornery. What? This is your wedding. Like, shut up.
It was amazing.
Yeah, people are really bad awesome. At wedding speeches. Mm-hmm. I feel like I heard one.
It's hard to, yeah.
I've heard one. Well. I went to, five weddings this year? I went to way too many weddings this year, first of all.
Yeah.
I heard one good speech.
Mm-hmm. I think they should take them away. Speeches yeah. away. They don't really add to it. Normally.
Well, if they're good, if you know they're going to be good, then have
yeah. them. Line them up.
It's not a necessity.
Well, speech is like such a boring thing yeah. for everybody. I don't like speeches at all.
Speeches, they should take a lot out of weddings. Throwing the bouquet, why?
They had yeah. six speeches at one of our weddings we went to.
Yeah.
Ugh,
bad.
Well, they just want to fill time.
Six long ones.
Well,
too.
Speeches are bad in general. Like even in like an Oscar speech is bad.
Yeah.
They're not good. Why do we have speeches?
Yeah.
Because they think people you don't know. Oh yeah. Yeah, totally terrible. You let they open the floor and just might give the mic to anybody. Then once somebody does it, then it's like now everybody wants to do it. Yeah, that's bad. Where it goes viral.
Ugh.
So like nobody's afraid anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you didn't speak at my wedding. Everybody spoke at my wedding, but you. Speeches are kind of they're frightening, though.
Yeah.
When people don't realize that who don't speak normally, like ever, yeah. and then they've got the mic and you're in front of an audience. That's
it's a lot.
That is cold sweat stuff.
It's weird because you have to, it's difficult to communicate a message. And speaking at a wedding is like, you don't necessarily have a specific thing that you were trying to deliver. You're just trying to talk about this person, but you don't have a goal. Yeah. There's no goal.
Yeah.
Like if you're marrying someone, like you are the officiant, you have a goal. You're going to marry them. A speech is normally like an acceptance speech. You're just thanking people. But a speech at a wedding, there's no goal. So it's like there's no good format.
Probably the best format is you want to say, hey, just tell one little story,
mm-hmm.
right? One little story and then say something nice and that's good.
Under,
and people will love you for
under
it.
Under 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. They will love you for it.
That's right. Because
really you already have food. You're at a reception. You're happy. The food's enough. You don't really need... anything else. But what's the good thing? Like, what are the good things at weddings?
Dancing.
Food.
Dancing is a must.
Yeah. I think that instead of a speech, you could, like, they have to choreograph a dance. Like, the yeah. best man has to perform a dance for them.
Yeah.
For Arnborg's wedding, they did just, like, 5 hours of, like, everyone presented something that was there.
Was it cool?
It was cool. They would do like they would make videos, so they
like
would
a like, science fair. Did someone make like a paper mache volcano or something?
I mean, you could have had that, and it wouldn't have been weird. Like they would like people would come up and they'd do songs, and like some would do funny songs, and some would do speeches, and some would do.
I like
that's
that idea.
Cool. That's cool.
Make like my wedding a talent show.
Yeah. It's literally what
I
it like was.
No, that's a good idea. That's
but it went for hours. So the wedding starts at like noon and you do the ceremony and then you go to the reception at like 3 and it lasts till literally 3 a.m.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Literally 3 a.m.
I think we should have like.
It was cool. It was fun.
I think
but it was
a good
chill.
Wedding. You could have like a when everybody gets there, you get paired in a team. And you have to do a skit.
Yes.
And there's just like a yes. bucket of props.
Yes.
And you can go improv or you go, or you can like, and then like you get the reception out of the way. And then while you're eating, you're seated with people that you're going to be on a team with. And that's like plan time. So you got a crunch. And then you do like your whole skit and you get like 5 minutes max to do it.
And the person that table who has best skit gets to go to up first for
free. Yeah. The person who they get free food, everyone else has to pay.
Here's what they need: marshmallow gun. Just somebody in the middle of it, marshmallow gun. Just start shooting marshmallows
into people's mouths.
Yeah, into people's mouths, and then like one of them's not a marshmallow. Like
it's like one of those hard candies.
Like maybe an hour later or something.
Yeah,
you're not expecting.
Like some Jell-O or
something crazy.
Jell-O would be awesome. You're getting splattered with Jell-O?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jell-O gun.
Well, then at like 2 a.m., they brought out soup.
Oh.
And what? Like
soup?
A different round of
desserts. I don't know.
Desserts.
I like that soup. I think you start the day
with
soup.
It was a nice pick-me-up. I'm not going to lie.
The soup?
You
at
needed 2
a.m.
the soup.
Soup?
Yeah. By the time it was there. Because like you ate at like 7.
I think.
And you're just dancing and whatever.
What was it? What kind of soup?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know about the 2 a.m. soup, but I will say that at Kelly's wedding, when they brought out the 2 a.m. Whataburger.
Listen.
Yeah. That's it. Genius.
If you keep your guests fed,
yes,
you don't need to do anything.
That was something you think wouldn't work, but it was perfect.
Yeah. If you have any question about getting married, just call Kelly.
Yeah.
She had the perfect wedding, I think. It was at a perfect venue.
She did.
The reception was at the same place as the ceremony. You just walked.
Yeah.
And it was within 30 minutes of leaving the building. Food was great. Ice cream truck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then Whataburger.
Well, at your brother's wedding, they brought out the, what was it, Little Caesar's pizza?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Just boxes of pizza.
Yeah.
And everybody just scarfed it. It was really wonderful.
Yeah. The second course.
I like your brother more now because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to really screw up for me to kind of shun him.
Mm-hmm. Stone.
Because of the pizza.
Yeah.
I genuinely think save money on like invites and stuff like that. I had a buddy who sent out like a 3-piece invite card thing.
No.
Her family was rich. So I was like, all right, whatever. But it was that. And then I was just like, you could use that money and get food for everybody.
What the heck are save the
dates? What's the point of a save the
date? What's a save the date? Why do you get a pre-invitation for a real invitation? Just send an invitation.
Send me an invitation.
I don't even know.
No.
So
they send a save the date like
6 months.
6 months in advance.
Like you get a save the date now for someone's wedding in August, and then you get an invitation in June.
Okay.
But well, it's like, just send me the invitation early on.
Right.
Or aren't we trying to cut mail down? Yep. Why would you pre-send?
Just text me.
Honestly.
Well, that's why I started doing all my friends. I didn't send them an invitation. I just emailed them or texted them.
Actually, email Evite invitations.
I just am so not into, there's a few things I'm not into. Thank you cards, don't care. Text me. Or anything, hand me a card. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like cards.
Cards seem very, anachronistic. It's very,
I love
very
cards.
Kind of.
That's a big word.
Anachronistic. Were you trying to work that one in?
I don't think I've ever heard that word in my whole life.
Anachronistic. It just means chrono. Anachronistic. It just means.
You just defined a word with a word I also don't know.
It means.
Is tick a thing that sucks blood out of your body?
Time that sucks blood out of your body.
So it's basically a time suck.
Got it.
No, it's something that's old and
antiquated.
Stale. But don't you love getting a little letter in the mail?
Nope.
Getting a little package.
I like getting emails.
Well,
I actually email do like letter. Emails. An email that I know is not an ad because I get so many ads, and then I get one that's personal to me. And
I'm like, I got an email.
You're like, wow, this was good.
Yeah.
But then I have those. I get like a little anxiety attack when I'm deleting emails.
Oh, yeah.
Like I really have to scan.
Yeah.
I mean, I have 1,000 emails in my box now.
Yeah,
it's all spam. But there's, you know, there's that one important one.
I
emailed you about my heart surgery.
I will. I won't delete old emails that were at one point important.
I don't either.
Like
don't
Amazon really delivered.
I leave those.
What's this new one? Are you guys getting about UPS? You missed a package or something?
Oh, yeah. Don't open those.
I'm getting don't 10 open a day.
Those. Delete those. That's spam.
What's the scam, though?
I don't know.
It's like a link,
your
isn't it?
Card? Your
it's
credit card
scammy.
Information.
Yeah, don't click links. No, don't click links from people you don't know unless you're expecting it.
And I'm getting all these Russian brides.
You emails. Got, you have Russian brides? What?
No, it's like, do you want one?
Oh. Just to have?
Set them off. Oh.
Stink bug.
Stink bug.
Stink bug. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've not got those. I mean.
You've not gotten any Russian brides?
Yeah. I mean, there's like the ads you'll see on like those random websites that are like Russians near you.
Those are good.
Those are funny. Yeah. Like within 20 miles.
Yeah, within 10 miles. Hotties near you.
And it's just like an old like babushka lady. Like,
it's like.
What is she doing?
A dating show. Babushka.
Like it's not even like it's normally like these like attractive women, but like I did see one. It was just like Russian ladies, and it was like literally two babushka women.
Babushka dating show.
I was like, are they cooking?
They get out. They
like,
get out
have dinner.
They I would get out of the limo. They're carrying a big thing of sticks on their back.
A pail of water.
A pail of water. Like with the bamboo pole with the two pails of water on each side.
There's
of it,
just a massive mole on her cheek.
That's kind of funny.
Socks.
It's like you do a dating show, but you have to win over the grandma. Like in order to get to the get to the granddaughter.
Do you feel like that would be easier though?
I don't know.
I feel like
if you're good with grandmas, if you're not, then no.
True. Yeah.
Because anybody could be a player with, you know, the girls that they're around. But like the grandmas, not everybody.
Yeah, because you don't know what the girl looks like.
Exactly.
Until...
So you got to go based on the grandma?
What's it called?
Babushka.
Grandma dating show.
Okay, we're workshopping.
Yeah, workshop that.
Grandma.
Grandma's a looker.
Grandma's a looker.
Dating Progeny. Grandma.
The descendants. What? I don't know. I'm trying to do something.
We're just workshopping.
We're workshopping. What is progeny?
Ancestor Island.
Ancestry.com.
We put 20 octogenarians on an island and one bachelor.
Mimi's Match.
Mimi's Match is good. What is this?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about this woman from Holes.
Holes.
I don't know. Brendan is taking us on a ride. Turn it up.
I feel like I'm
on.
Is that Jada Pickett?
Yes. Like this dude.
This is exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. The pigs and the.
Wait, play it.
I love Holes.
Myra, who do you choose? Igor Barkov or Ilya Yelnits?
You want me to decide?
That's right, my blossom.
Gee, I don't know. Which pig weighs more?
They are the same.
Oh, I know. I will think of a number between 1 and 10. Okay, I'm ready.
Marry Igor. You can keep my pig as wedding present.
What is this?
I don't know, but it's in Holes.
It's in Holes. He was so upset.
Is that the right clip?
She's making business moves, I'll tell you what.
Why is that clip in Holes?
They, this is it.
Because that's his parents, his great grandparents.
You must carry Madame Zaroni up the mountain. And sing while I drink, so I can get strong too.
Is that Yzma?
It's Yzma.
What is this?
What? Oh yeah.
You know what? We're just on Brendan's ride, okay?
This is great. No, he's right though. This is.
Yeah. She okay. I get it.
Can you give me the rundown? I'm so confused.
So basically, there's a big box of treasure from a guy whose first name is his last name is his first name backwards. Stanley Yelnats. I'm not even kidding. Because later in the
Stanley
movie,
Yelnats?
Stanley Yelnats.
What's that called? What's that called?
It's called an amalgamation.
A palindrome.
A palindrome.
No, that's the Star Wars thing. So there's a guy, Stanley Yelnats, who has a treasure and he hides it. And Madame Zaroni like hides it. And later in the movie, everybody in the family keeps the name Stanley Yelnats, by the way. Okay. It's a passed down name. And then they find the box at a certain point. And then one of the guys goes, he's like, Stanley, is your last name your first name backwards? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I think I found your treasure. Just a Stanley Yelnats on it.
How is this with the grandma dating show?
Oh, forget it, dude. We're on the Holes.
That's the hole
right
dude,
this now.
We're in the hole.
We're in the hole.
We're in the hole's hole.
Where's the timer?
Yeah, it's
already out.
I don't think I've seen the whole movie Holes.
It's you.
You're
you
friends
have,
with Bobby Meyer. And you haven't seen Holes.
Damn, you've seen Holes. I don't care how many times I've seen the movie Holes, like maybe 15 times.
Have you seen Kangaroo Jack a lot?
I've seen it once.
Because for some reason they're in the same ballpark to me.
Yeah, they're the kind of movies where like I've seen it and I. Don't know what happened.
Same with Scooby Doo 2, where they go to the island with monsters.
That's such a good one.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Oh, I gotta watch
Scooby Doo's so good.
I gotta watch
Scooby Doo's good.
Are you serious?
I love Scooby Doo.
The movie?
The live action ones?
Oh.
Don't worry about it. It's like, you know.
Amazing.
It's silly.
Yeah, that's the Bobby. I don't know, Brendan, if you ever heard that story about Bobby Meyer. And we were at Shakespeare in the Park at Forest Park, and they were doing, I think it was As You Like It. It's a Shakespeare play. And at one point, one of the actors says the line, "Kiss me, Kate." And he goes, "That's Shakespeare?" He goes, "I thought that was from that movie, Holes." And he said about that loud. Everybody's like, look around. What is... Yeah.
Oh, Bobby.
Love that.
Kiss me, Kate.
Love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the Holes.
This is the
Holes. That concludes the conversation about Holes.
I thought we could ask, what are you loving today?
Yeah.
All right.
I always like knowing.
What are you loving, Libby?
Well, I've been loving Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Larry David, LD.
Oh, LD.
LD.
Larry David.
He's just
pretty good.
Larry David is like my internal monologue, but he actually says it out loud.
Yeah. He was, I mean, he was a comedian, a stand-up comedian. He never really get popular or anything, but he was kind of well, he had friends within the New York, comedy crew and stuff. And my gosh, he hit it big.
Huge
Seinfeld creator.
Been loving that.
Cool. Okay. They made new shows too, right?
Yeah.
They're like, still coming out.
Yeah.
Okay. There's just one new one last night.
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's that second amazing. One. Amazing. Yes.
The second one.
Yeah,
what is this one?
Larry.
Have you ever seen this, Dad?
Yeah, I haven't seen this one.
So he gets a GPS. And it's wrapped in one of those like airtight plastic things.
So he can't open it. Still can't open it.
Pulls out a butter knife.
This is everyone's experience opening one of these.
It's a screwdriver. Butcher knife.
Such a long scene.
That's it. The funny thing is his girlfriend, this whole episode is his girlfriend. He finds out his girlfriend is about to get, like, has cancer. So he's trying to break up with her before she actually finds out that she has cancer, because you can't break up with someone if they have cancer.
Right, right.
And then they found out that she had cancer, so then he has to date her for a long period of time. Anyway, he opens this and he goes upstairs. He's like, "What do you want?" She's like, "I have cancer." He goes, "I cut my finger on one of those plastic..." It's just so funny.
Packaging.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
Yep.
What are you loving, Levi?
He just went for it. He didn't ever get scissors.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I never would.
Why?
Go scissors.
I see the scissors right next to the knife, but I'm like, butcher knife.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was very relatable. Well done. What am I loving? Man, I had a good weekend. I was loving this weekend.
Yeah. Rakuten.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. It was warm and sunny. And it just, like, I was like, man, last week I was really wanting it to be warm, because I was kind of sick of it being like chilly outside.
Right.
Like, I just want to go outside and do, like, I don't know, outside summery things. And then we did that this week. So it was like, it was very fun, very relaxing.
Awesome.
We went to this cult town That's not actually a cult, but it might be. It's called Newtown. You've been to Newtown.
I have.
And they got that little
pizza fish?
That pee pee
patch of grass, like area.
The pizza grass.
And we only had like a tennis ball and tennis rackets. So we played baseball with tennis rackets. And it was so fun.
It's amazing.
Because you could launch the ball.
It's the best game ever.
You go just farther outfield. And I also had a racket in the outfield. So I would just catch it, or I would like get to it, and then I would hit it back infield and try to get the person running.
Right.
So it was like still playable. It wasn't like just crazy.
Sounds
and you can't stop on a base.
You can't stop on a base. You have to go all the way around.
Oh, you have to go. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, because
you throw the ball at the people to get them out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like yeah, but if you throw the ball at the person and the person reflects it with the racket,
they have to go around again.
They have to go around a second time.
That.
Yeah.
So fun.
So it's really fun.
And but the tennis ball can really only go so far.
Yeah.
Like you can hit it as hard as you want.
Yeah.
But it's like it hits a wall in the outfield and just dies.
It was perfect. I was a little concerned because I'm like, we're going to hit a car for sure. But I'm like, yeah, it's a tennis ball. It's fine. And we didn't like really ever go outside of like the area. It was perfect. And it's a weird shape of how we were playing.
It's a crescent.
And it was legit. Like there was like a wall, which is probably because it's a cult town and there's a spell over it.
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah, that's true.
It literally like I would hit a freaking missile. And as soon as the concrete showed up, it would drop into the grass.
I would see it go forward and it would just hit a point and just go straight down.
Oh my gosh, there's an orb.
Yeah, there's definitely an orb there.
That place has orbs.
Yeah, Newtown is a planned community kind of deal where they have their own post office, their own chapel, their own convention center kind of thing.
Yeah, we went to church there, and the church building said AD 2007.
Yeah, so funny. I like that though. They're planning ahead.
Yeah.
It was funny.
But yeah, I was really loving this weekend. I think I'm loving it being warm for a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get new energy.
Yeah, I laid outside today. I was just like in the sun. I was like, this is great.
We went pillow shopping today. So.
Oh, what's that mean?
I went to a world market and we're looking for pillows.
Like decorative?
Yeah, just for the basement.
Nice.
So.
Did you find any?
Didn't buy any.
Okay.
They got a bunch of pillows. But
do that over.
Yeah, we're going to wait.
Okay.
It's a big decision.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
To add to our collection of pillows.
Yeah.
But,
you know, that's an exciting day for an adult, though.
For me, that would be the best day ever.
Yeah.
How many pillows do you think you own?
It's a lot.
No, we don't own that much.
No. You know what we do own a lot of is pictures on the wall. Because we're like getting out of the rental house. So I had to patch holes and whatever, do all that stuff. We had like 35 paintings.
No.
We did.
Compared to the... There's more in this room than there were in our house.
No, we had a bunch.
Yeah, it's amazing when you move, you figure out how much stuff you really have.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, we're going to need a bigger truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We try and cut down, but we still have a lot of
stuff. So you guys are pre-moving? You're
pre-moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't really have that much stuff to like if we start taking our clothes and like putting them in boxes, like we don't have any clothes.
Right.
Or
like,
yeah,
I don't really know what to do because I have time to move, but like we don't have like, you know, a bunch of bedrooms that we have to pick up. It's like if we move our bed, we won't have a bed. So
right,
yeah, anyway. That's one of the most stressful things you can do is move. So to make it less stressful, plan that out like you're doing. That's good.
Yeah,
for
I've
you.
Been packing up for like a month now, so just slowly but surely. Nuts.
Like I moved out of like a basement, like a room in a basement. Mm-hmm. And you just like, you keep moving stuff. Like you go back, you move something into the truck and you go downstairs and you're like, there's nothing out of this room.
Yeah.
And then you just keep on moving stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's always this certain point where you like, you move the last thing and then there's nothing in the room anymore. And you're like,
except like a,
what the heck?
Some random thing plugged in the wall.
Yeah. Like some trash and like some rubber band or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, it's like, it's always like a fan that I didn't even know existed. Just like plugged in the wall. It's still running. It's been running for like a year and a half.
All over it.
Like I forgot I put it there.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how you guys moved such that big house that you had last time.
Oh yeah. Now that's overwhelming.
Man, that must've just been stressful as heck.
It was really, I lost probably 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say I have appreciated the fact that you guys, both times you moved, I wasn't here. I really appreciate that.
That's true.
That was crazy.
Levi would just move back into like, another mansion.
It's like you're moving for 4 days.
From one
but you keep wearing
the
same clothes because they're just dirty anyway.
Yeah.
So you have like four layers of sweat and dirt.
I never sweat harder than moving.
And
Get out of that truck.
It's always in the summer.
Uh-huh.
It's always in the hottest day of the year.
It's mm-hmm. true.
Yeah, you guys pick bad times.
I know.
I moved a house, like working for a moving company. We did it in 12 degree weather.
Ugh.
And I almost just like walked home.
That sounds way worse than doing it in the warm and yeah. like really hot.
But at a certain point, the sun came out, so I was like, it was kind of fine. But there was like ice on the driveway. That it was like
rough.
Like, this is gonna be a long day. It was a really long rough. Day.
That's but, probably why people don't buy houses in the winter.
Yeah,
they don't want to move.
Yeah, moving houses in the winter is well, because there's like, especially if it's snow or ice, and you've already booked movers.
Yeah. Yep, and people talking about how like, yeah, we'll just like move, like in a couple of years we'll move or whatever. It's like, that is such a big process. Like, yeah. it's such a big process. Not just moving stuff. It's like the paperwork, getting approved for a loan. Yeah. It's been every single day I have had to do some sort of documentation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nonstop. And there's more things. And like transferring all of my utilities over to a new house, it's not an easy thing to do. Like when people say like, oh, passive income owning real estate, it's like, there's so much that goes into being a homeowner. Yeah,
you think like the pioneers, they had it made. It's like, you want to move, just put everything in the cart and find a river.
Yeah, find a river and we'll find the wood when we get there.
That's right. River and some trees. Yeah. There's your utilities.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean,
you know, a lion in case one of the kids acts up or whatever.
Stones.
Find a cliff.
Lots of stones.
Make sure the stones are plenty.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm last. I'm loving the guitar again.
Aww. Love that. Wow.
You ever get out of it where you just don't play now? I just want to play all the time. And I've come to the realization that I've been doing it wrong for 30 years.
Whoa.
What do you mean?
Well, because when I'm a guitar, I've been learning how to play lead guitar instead of just playing rhythm guitar. And rhythm guitar, it just means more of the background, kind of just playing chords and stuff. It's much more fun to me.
Really?
That's
it's
fun.
Much more fun. So it's like I'm getting my creative juices flowing with writing and stuff. So.
That's fun.
Great.
So anyway.
Well,
so.
That's awesome.
And because I'm going to buy a new one.
That's love it.
Too. I'm going to buy a new one. I'm just trying to figure out which to buy.
That's awesome.
So.
Did you already say yours?
No. I don't know. I was sick. So I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
Being not sick is good. Like being able to wake up in the morning.
It's a double whammy.
Not have the, you know, the mucus thing.
Yeah.
Or not feeling like death.
Yeah.
I tell you what. Antibiotics are awesome.
Are the jam.
They're amazing. Yeah.
Why am I taking an antibiotic and a probiotic?
Let them fight it out.
What am I doing with these biotics?
I feel like we never really got them going antibiotic, out. Maybe we did.
Antibiotic, probiotic.
Antibiotic.
Probiotic.
But man.
Now that's something.
That's right Garth there. Brooks trying to figure out.
He pulls up a chair like this.
He goes, now listen.
I was baiting Levi.
You got me. I won't bite.
No, you won't.
A doctor brings a prescription over. I'm like, let the games begin. All right, we got to go. There's burritos waiting for us.
Burritos.
Good show. Good to have you guys back.
Everyone's back.
Back.
Remember to
take your probiotics and your antibiotics
and find your holes this week.
Find your holes. And come see me on tour. I'm going out next week to start the spring tour. Come see me. Come meet me. Tell me your favorite parts of the show or the podcast or the what other podcasts Vimeo? Can you have?
What'd you say?
You guys are talking about different kinds of podcasts.
What?
You could have a, remember before at the table, you said we could
you could have a cast.
Cast.
Armcast. I'm sorry. Cast. You're right. It was the first one I remembered.
You could have a cat cast.
I thought of one more.
Which cast?
Pond cast, where you're in a pond.
Pondercast.
That's a good one.
Where you're in my brain.
Well, because we're like tub cast. Round table cast.
Toilet cast.
Under the deck cast.
Cast.
We're all wearing a cast.
Roof cast.
No, like the fishing like the cast? Indian cast system.
Or the cast system where we have
cast.
Different.
Moving cast. We can put one in a car.
Yep.
Moving. How about calf cast?
We should actually change the locations. Could we do a car cast? That sounds great.
Car cast.
Just
car
go
cast.
On a drive.
Round table
I don't know.
Cast.
Could that be doable? You get some GoPros or something, or how would we
Brendan
do that?
Brendan can do
Brendan,
anything.
Can we do a look car mount?
That would be fun.
That Brendan
would be
fun. Can do anything.
Oh, and we could go down the Highway 70 and go to the Baloney Bullets and Britches place.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Yeah, we should do that.
We got a lot that we got
to
do.
Okay. Well, let's get to work on that. And thank you for listening to this podcast.
Yeah, and
this
podcast. Hey, come see me. Just come. hang out. I love new friends.
Levi's really lonely.
I'm not on tour, but
Levi
I'm,
will just be laying down in the sun.
I'm laying down in the sun. I'm 9 to 5. You know where to find me.
He's grounding full time.
Let's chat.
All right. Bye.